Zeus le, twenty-fifth week in ordinary time one. The first reading from the book of Ezra, chapter 6, verses 7 to 8, 12b and 14 to 20. King Darius issued an order to the official of West of Euphrates, let the governor and the elder of the Jews continue the work on that house of God. They are to rebuild it on its former site. I also issued the decree concerning the dealing with the elders of the Jews in the rebuilding of that house of God. From the royal revenue, the taxes of West of Euphrates, let the men be repaid for their expenses in full and without delay. I, Darius, had issued the decree. Let it be carefully executed. The elders of the Jews continued to make progress in the building, supported by the message of the prophets Haggai and Zechariah, son of Iddo. They finished the building according to the command of the God of Israel and the decrees of Cyrus and Darius and Artaxerxes, king of Persia. They completed this house on the third day of the month Adar, in the sixth year of the reign of King Darius. The children of Israel, priests, Levites, and the other returned exiles celebrated the dedication of this house of God with joy. For the dedication of this house of God, they offered 100 bulls, 200 rams, and 400 lambs, together with 12 he-goats, as a sin offering for all Israel, in keeping with the number of the tribes of Israel. Finally, they set up the priests in their classes and the Levites in their divisions for the service of God in Jerusalem, as it replied in the book of Moses. The exiles kept the Passover on the 14th day of the first month. The Levites, everyone of whom had purified himself for the occasion, sacrificed the Passover for the rest of the exiles, for their brethren, the priests, and for themselves. The Gospel according to Luke, chapter 8, verses 19 to 21. The mother of Jesus and his brothers came to him, but were unable to join him because of the crowd. He was told, "Your mother and your brothers are standing outside, and they wish to see you." He said to them in reply, "My mother and my brothers are those who hear the word of God and act on it." Sharing of the reading. First, the theme, doing God's will. Many believe that everything happened in the earth accident. There is not any relationship between them. But history and faith demonstrated that there is no accident. order that happen in God's providence. Even knowing or not knowing, all the human beings do the will of God. If human beings realize it, they will see the meaning of life and are joyful when doing God's will. If not, they will be angry, uneasy, and resisted. Today, readings want to demonstrate all people, Jews and Gentiles, are doing God's will. In the first reading, the Persian kings started with King Cyrus, obeyed God's will to release the Israelites so that they could come back to their country and rebuild the temple. The reason for that is God helped them to win over the Babylon kingdom. The Jewish elders obeyed God and came back to rebuild the temple, to reestablish the priests and the Levites, and to repair, to celebrate the first Passover after the exile in 515 BC. All these things happened to fulfill what had been foretold by the prophets before the exile. In the Gospel, Jesus declared to open God's family to all who listen and to do God's will. They are His mother, brothers, and sisters. Second analysis. First reading. The Persian kings did God's will. Third point. Cyrus and Darius, the Persian kings, did God's will. They are Gentiles, never know God before, but were ready to do His will because He helped them to win over the Babylonian armies. This showed God's providence in controlling everything that happened in the world, according to prophets' writings. God used Babylon at the stake to punish the Israelites. Then He used Persia at the stake to strike the Babylonians. Then He used Persian king to release the Israelites. All these things happened to achieve God's will. After winning the battle against Babylon, the Persian king Cyrus did what God had commanded him to do. The one who succeeded him, Darius, also continued to do that. Darius gave a decree with three articles in it. First, to rebuild the temple. This happened from 520 to 515 BC. Darius commanded as follows: let the governor and the elders of the Jews continue to work on that house of God. They are to rebuild it on its former site. Second, to pay for the cost of rebuilding. King Darius did not only give permission, but he also provided the means to rebuild the temple by the tax money collected from the citizens of Babylon. King Darius commanded from the royal revenue, the taxes of west of Euphrates, let the demand be repaid for their expenses in full and without delay. third one. The punishment for whoever dare to destroy the temple, to protect the rebuilt temple from all surrounding kings and leaders, Darius commanded. Also, I make a decree that if anyone alters this edict, a beam shall be pulled out of his house, and he shall be impaled upon it. And his house shall be made a dunghill. See Ezra chapter 6, verse 11. Second point. The Israelite elders did God's will. Third, the temple was completed in 515 BC. The elders of the Jews continued to make progress in the building, supported by the message of the prophets Haggai and Zechariah, son of Iddo. They finished the building according to the command of the God of Israel and the decrees of Cyrus and Darius and of Artaxerxes, kings of Persia. They completed this house on the third day of the month Adar, in the sixth year of the reign of King Darius. The children of Israel from everywhere, elders, priests, Levites, came back to Jerusalem and prepared to dedicate the temple with joy. Second, re-establishing all ceremonies in the temple. It is about 70 years from the time the temple was destroyed. The elders now must re-establish all ceremonies, priests and Levites. This is very important to make an easy connection for the next generation, because they were not familiar with them. They celebrated the dedication of the temple on the Passover feast. The exiles kept the Passover on the 14th days of the third month. The Levites, everyone of whom had purified himself for the occasion, sacrificed the Passover for the rest of the exiles, for their brethren, the priests, and for themselves. Second, the gospel. My mother and my brothers are those who hear the word of God and act on it. The third point. Who is my mother and my brothers? Luke reports in today's gospel, the mother of Jesus and his brothers came to him but were unable to join him because of the crowd. He was told, your mother and your brother are standing outside and they wish to see you. He said to them in reply, my mother and my brothers are those who hear the word of God and act on it. One can easily make a conclusion when hearing Jesus reply that Jesus did not have a special love for his mother and brothers. This is not correct, since Jesus' intention is to widen his family to all who do God's will, not only those who belong to the circle of his family. The only important requirement to become a member of God's household is to listen to the word of God and act on it. Second, the Blessed Mother and Jesus' brothers. Mary is Jesus' mother, not only because she gave birth to Jesus, but also the mother according to Jesus' requirement, that is, to listen to the word of God and act on it. Mary heard and obeyed God's word in all her life, in taking the vow of virginity, in saying yes to Gabriel's announcement in the Annunciation event in Cana, in the losing of Jesus in the temple, and especially in standing courageously at the foot of the cross with Jesus, her son. Mary also obeyed Jesus to become the mother of all the human beings. In a word, she set a good example to those who listen to the word of God and act on it. Many people rely on the expression, the mother of Jesus and his brothers, to show that Mary cannot be a virgin because she had many other sons who are Jesus' brothers. This is not correct, since in Greek they only allow adelphos to indicate brother, whether blood brother or cousin or son friend or any those who have the same goal as in armies, religious orders, or any association. Therefore, one cannot rely on the noun adelphos to make such a conclusion. The brother mentioned here could be Jesus' cousins, James and Joseph, Salome's sons, or the apostles. They are brothers not only of the relationship, but also of having the same Jesus standard, which is to listen to the word of God and act on it. They sacrificed all to follow Jesus, to do God's will, by proclaiming the good news. Application in life. We must believe in God's providence for the world and our life. Such a faith will help us to accept all that happened in the world. Our duty is to find out and to do God's will. The most obvious one is to work for our salvation and the salvation of all, which Jesus has bestowed on all mankind. Amen.